December 1st, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, controversies are Satan's hallmark. His finger of confusion is in concealing the truth. It takes patience and honesty to come to a just conclusion. Do not be surprised, then, at the many controversies in politics and church circles. This is how the evil one binds people up in the present moment and usurps the element of time to his advantage. Sometimes it takes years for the truth to be realized. Sometimes the truth is never brought to light and the controversies are never resolved. Do not be fooled into thinking any controversy is a human issue alone. Satan tries to prolong the search for truth as long as he can. He is very happy when one of his controversies makes headlines and ties up governments in their attempts to move forward. There is an evil undercurrent at work these days in your nation in particular, trying to weaken your president, even to impeach him. They will not succeed. He stands for the truth and has brought my name to the forefront to be recognized and restore this great country back to its status of being under God. Evil tries to discredit him at every turn. Do not pay heed to him. Be united under the sound leadership this current administration offers. Trust in me." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.